This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
After a week off, most of New York City's 1.1 million public school students will be back in the classroom this morning, but not all of them, because some schools are being used as temporary shelters for evacuees. And it appears the next hurdle in the aftermath of Sandy could be a housing crisis. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff is outside one of those temporary shelters in Midtown Manhattan, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how big is this housing problem right now for the city of New York?
Well, the officials say it could be as big as 30,000 to 40,000 people who have been displaced by the storm. That number might shrink a bit in the coming days as more people get power, more people return to their homes, assess the damage. But in the meantime, we're looking at a very large problem that the officials say could rival Katrina.
And you're outside of one shelter. I guess it's a school that's been turned into a shelter. What's the situation like there, and what are people saying that you've been talking to?
Well, this is a shelter. It's been a shelter for the last week, and they are in the process of converting it back into a school. And, you know, standing outside here on the street, I've seen people coming in and out who have various stories. Some are just trying to get breakfast here. Some have been here for days and are not quite sure where they're going to go. Some live in low-lying areas, haven't even been back to their apartments yet to assess the damage. So people are talking about maybe heading back today to see if everything's okay. But, you know, standing here is sort of a microcosm for the city in recovery. You have people who are getting on with their lives, going for their morning jog, morning coffee. And then on the other side of these gates, you have people who are trying to find where their home is, if they even have a home, and where they're going to go next. Because, as I said, this is becoming a school in just a couple of days. So they're going to have to find either a new shelter or new housing. And that underscores the challenge for the city, because as the mayor said, this is not a city that has a lot of vacant housing.
Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff outside of a shelter, a temporary shelter in Manhattan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.